Daso chini sabi gyawa de tendan dhuwa kyuna kampenda Jebo jesu loza chabo ye tembe nyebo shet se jesho o So as mentioned in the scripture,
the fortunate opportunities again today we got that.
Tendriki tuse tsa che mo yin bi jin sen she ba dang tuse de lo kang dang ji bi gwan ne pa na ji bi gwan ne ni chu se ni tsi shu ro che sa.
So we need to understand and how precious this 2 hour time and how fortunate we are reflecting on that, we need to generate sense of joyous effort to listen to this teaching and as well as to explain this teaching.
Dilo gopa dan jinsen kariyo resa na ngosuki chuyo singe de kaya laye gichi laba na tanda lenye chende te yechi keyo marwas jewa da jewa chene ni pacha jane pacha se ne ni tundri chene kale kale ju kumba chene logorwa di sonza ne toma na ngosuki chi kale chi ngono ni tundri ki karsa tseno robo chi yungo de sonwa ino ko pacha zombos keyo hayo marwas.
So the reason why we need to understand how fortunate, and through that reason, we need to generate a sense of joyous effort, because otherwise, it is hard to leave an imprint in our mind stream if we kind of feel not enthusiastic to listen to the teaching, then it is hard to leave an imprint in our mind stream. So then we might not obtain the result what mentioned what we want. So if we have a joyous effort, then through that, if we listen and contemplate many lifetimes and gradually the imprints will manifest and give result to that, and through gradually we may attain our result.
Ne tanjin ga soge laji so de cheba na yegi tenri gi lama jibu tamba ta se ngon ro sen pesi ye ne langa te de ringa soge ne de la ye ne pe na ta tu san ro bu chi che ge ye tenri gi nga ti se de ge chen bo da ti se ta chi mo shi wi nga la ra so se tenri gi ngo la so so la ji thon ro bu je le ta ne de se ngo su san na to yin da sa la da.
So as we recite the Lamrim lineage guru's supplication, so we also trying our best to work on their path, so we need to feel kind of sense of joy for that and reflect on their kindness and path we contemplate on those things for a moment.
Tatanina, Tatus, Munetronetan, and Mazuki Sanan, which Tongina, Mazun Zamili, Denja Digo, and Michiki Chiole, Reda, Kaji Michiketa Chambo, the Shuji, and City Java Saint, and Mazu, Nadal Subomoto Kangali, and Gumari. That's also Gay Chan Chisan Chambuchi, Munetron, and Sampa Dachambo Yungichi. Can do you churn your nature Valentine? Can do you command with this Akata Turo Jana? Name was sent there, the Joshima Kangali Pango was.
Okay, so, you know, we have attained this human birth. Not only that, you know, we consider ourselves as a Dharma practitioner. So at least, you know, we should be a little different than the, you know, people who don't, you know, believe in those things. At least we are more, little more concerned toward the, you know, other sentient beings than the, you know, people who don't believe in those things. You know, if we are not different than those you know, people who don't believe in this kind of practice, then you know, then it is kind of not very effective. So in this way, in the path, you know, graduate path to enlightenment, first, you know, the precise explanation is in the Alamrim, as mentioned here, the stages of the path to enlightenment. So, you know, if one want to practice that stages of the path, then, you know, Alamrim practice is the best among all. So traditionally, you know, whether the one able to explain and listen to the entire you know, teaching or not, but you know, all the teachers, you know, show these four chapters as we went through earlier.
Sajjana sajja tombo de karere la sona ane karere chukun tsen ba tin bi shin zeba bi chawa singe de la ne sajje kwa de lebi go ngo ka de lo de ji jeng da sala.
So as you know, the first chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin.
Ani ni bade dangal ki bache bese chuchu chawa sidi. Ani yenten de tembi gone ni dangal gabo chet.
So the second chapter would be showing the greatness of the teachings in order to engender respect for the instruction.
Ani tendu ge zeba bi chawa dang danga gi chawa ni dande bi chote hi di kan de she gore ni di kan ne ya gore sidi ni hi chata she yirin ba sing.
So and the fourth is how to listen to and explain the teachings, the chapter
3. Ne denge chi chi chaso da denge ye ne chue de la ne ngo zu nyang le kan de che ge se ngo zu de ne dang ngo ne ma ro sha re se la da dang ngo je lo ma che ta de yin ba se.
Then the fourth is how to lead students with the actual instruction.
Do you pitching also ge yung de cheden jin na yin ji min de de ma song na pe ji yung de cheden cha ge ma de sa la de jidan yin de yung che jung gan de jin na ya.
So in this way you know whether it is a big text or whether it is a small text, you know, if these four characteristics mentioned here, if that text doesn't show these four characteristics, then you know that text is that text is not. The text is not reliable or, you know, maybe not authentic.
Tanga tu sajin de yin no yin ne zeba bi chewa se de so ne de yin zeba bu de ne ju tonga ba chem yin na ya ju tonga ba chem bi ne de zeba po yin ne chojin zeba bu ni so wa na yin ne lama su ge sha yi la choji ge na ta shi wa yin zan ma su choji ge na ta shi bi ka tu le de ya wa sa la.
So right now we are in the first chapter showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of the noble origin. So you know, actually this text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, but as mentioned in here that you know, whoever is the author of Lamp to the Path is also the author of this Lamrim, as mentioned. So you know, we are on the, you know, greatness of the teacher Atisha's, you know, biographic we are listening.
Ani joji pade adisha yene na ta nana hiyo de sa ji song gone shigo yo ani ri person so ba ji wa shi bi tse ji ani de de la yene yene bi tse ji yene yene ne ne tembala sha wa ze tse ji sa ji song.
So when we showing the greatness of the teachings of author, you know, as mentioned, Rinpoche mentioned earlier, there are again there are three chapters, how he took rebirth in an excellent lineage and how upon that basis he gained good qualities, and having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. So these are the three chapters.
Sachi sumba tala ni jawa tu tembi shawa zeti jena pyo tu tembi shawa zeti ni jena ne ni tanda katu pyo tu ni tembi shawa kane zeyo sena sachi ti katu lendo yo was.
And from these three subjects, you know, we right now we are at having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. For this, there are two explanations. One is what he did in India, and second, what he did in Tibet. Uh-huh. So, you know, we already talked about what he did in India. Now we are in what he did in Tibet. So in Tibet, you know, how Buddha Dharma flourish all over sometimes, and sometimes it degenerate and weaken. So anyway, according to the history, usually they talk about earlier Buddha Dharma flourished in Tibet, and later Buddha Dharma flourished in Tibet. So we don't go through all the details. It will take a long, long time. How Buddha Dharma flourished in Tibet, this historical Buddha Shakyamuni's Dharma flourished in Tibet, is at the time of 28th king of Tibet. At that time, the Buddha Dharma first
first practice in Tibet.
So before the 28th king, before Buddha Dharma came to Tibet, there is a spiritual practice is the most ancient practice in Tibet called the Penpos.
So we not go through
details. So there is a Pimpo practice before, then later on, Buddha Dharma introduced there through the kindness of that king, and then earlier Buddha Dharma flourished in Tibet.
So, tenduji ini jebogi ini zemen denu nola pena hai nawa do chi le phyu do asala da.
So in how Buddha Dharma came to Tibet in the earlier time is you know, when the 28th king, you know, in his dream, there is a, you know, he got a dream that So that king in his dream, you know, the great pundits and the bodhisattvas, you know, came and offered him and the one text, I don't know how to translate in English, but it called Dodepakung, that's the text name, and you know, and a glass stupa, and one sum pijo de kare ko shegi
dode samato
dode samato
pagun shajam
pagun
shajam
dode samato de pejara
re do pesa no jire do.
And this two texts, dode samato and pagun shajama, this is the two different texts, and one glass stupa they make offer to the king. He got this kind of dream.
Tendu chigi jebo ye ne phi yu de ene jebo gi chokon ro chi ne dende she de te ne ko sal ma zo pyen bi pyen chu ma de me wa yin zan ne te kan je ma che ro de ne phi ne ne twa mi chi ba shi wi chi chong sha sa la da pyen chu gi lu chi ne chu ba phi.
So at that time the king was practicing the Bunpo, and then, you know, he set up those three things in the altar and make offering like the Bunpo does, kind of sacrifice the animals and, you know, the blood offerings and like that. Then, you know, because of that, you know, a lot of unusual you know, disasters happen in the region.
Jada penche singe de ngase penga de pena sine ni hie gre la da penbo kanga ya ma che pinge de ma re sra.
So, and we need to know in the Bunpo practice, there are two different kinds. One is white Bunpos and one is black Bunpos. And white Bunpo practitioners, they don't offer the sacrifice, but the other one does. Not all Bunpo do.
So then
at that time, you know, a lot of disasters and inauspicious things happen in the region. And then, you know, one day there is a voice come from the sky that, you know, it says, you know, this is not not burn, it is the dharma.
Ni dela tena ni korong ye chokon da bu jin lo ja na ni pen no bi ri da ka je ni ka che na bu ni pine ni jin ni ta shi ba shu ji chong sha la da.
So then the king realized that it is not the practice of Bumpo, it is a kind of, you know, Buddhist practice. So then he took from that, you know, his Bumpo altar, and he display in other, you know, place where his jewels and all those kept, and then he make, you know, stop offering the sacrifices, and then, you know, gradually there is a lot of good things happen in that region.
Tanto teni je pesa di dede pena sanju tai jaga yi gre ma donga to pe 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 tan de je ne yu jere la da tan ji dede yi gi jero no lo yin de te jaga yi gi sanju tai na ga pe jang san tai yin jero.
So that you know, tax which you know, the king received was only in Sanskrit, so it has not been translated in Tibet.
Tanji nang kan da ta because la ni ti yu tanda de xie ni de ji bo ten de zo de mer ngai ji la ni ti yu tanda xie ni de yong de san lo de nang du san.
And also that, you know, is a voice from the sky also prophesies that, you know, you got this text, but, you know, after the fifth generation of yours, then, you know, somebody could explain the meaning of this text, the voice prophesies too.
Tenu chungi tiro de peji tiro sonja yama sonja ta shulo sevaro shulo sonja yama jinsa re lada.
So in between that period, it would be around 300 years.
Chisu maro nga le jesu yungur sedi maro nga yi jeba de la ini jeba sonja gamba pe jeba sonja gamba te ini shulo jija de chudin lo de ma tuja de chudin lo de pe doa.
So after the his fifth generation and after 300 years, then the, you know, then the 33rd king of Tibet, Songtsen Gampo, you know, taken the throne of the king.
Nene jibo sonje gambe ne kasala ini ma tu thome somri ala so be ni ripa pegi ripa nombo tan reji mombo shu ji jaga la ta ini te jaga ne chi pe ne pe ni ni jine ndo de sha ja ma de to pegi la je ini jine ni ka sanje ki tamba te pa ta do asala da.
So the Songtsen Gampo happened to be in between 6th and 7th century. And so the king wanna know the meaning of the text, and he gathered the, you know, young you know, very smart youngsters, and then sent to India.
Masa pergi siapa bodoh, thomas sampai tu asli ni. Ini jinie jawa lojong tu cium. Ini jawa igel petan. Ini jinie tanang asun jinie pergi tu tenis awal sangat.
So among them, the, you know, there is the you know, a great translator Thumisambuddha also went to India with them, and then later on, you know, Thumi come back from India, and then he king asked him to create a you know, scripture for in Tibetan language. So he copy from Sanskrit, and he create the, you know, alphabet and the vowels and the consonants for the Tibetan people.
딩휴는 간제 간속이 별라 간제 변비 최적인 것을 이거 매번 말해서는 개발성의 손진도와 이나야 대기 최대한 상승 등의 이거 민로세마도 아주 배기 단단히 온다 최대 대니면 받을 세부 차고 얼살라.
So before the you know that there is a letter in scripture in Tibet, you know, letter alphabet and those things, but you know. That's called Shangshung scripture, and the king asked, because you know that letter is not sufficient to translate the Dharma from Sanskrit to English, so that is why they need to create a new letters to do that.
In the Demonhada, the Sadaniga Koron, Jagagi, Daja Temba Sata, Jagagi Pindu Song, Chuko, Chukon around the Pione, Pere Mado, Pere on the Churanzo, Sagan, the Chia, Yomarsala, Demonhada Sadaniga.
So either it is earlier flourish time or the later flourish time. In both time, you know, the Buddha Dharma, you know. Introduced by great, you know, Indian masters, and they are authentic, and you know they are without a mistaken the earlier and later both. They are not curated by
some
Tibetans, not like
that.
So why this earlier and later flourish time talk in the history is that earlier Dharma flourish was, you know, destroyed by the one of the king of Tibet. His name is Lang Dharma, and you know, he destroyed all the monasteries, you know, celibacy practice
in Tibet.
So whether you know the in the scripture they talk about whether Buddha Dharma is still there or not, it solely depend on the, you know, on the practice of the, you know, Vinaya Sutra. Like, you know, one can perform the ceremonies to ordain the you know, and become a monk, full ordained monk or nun, like that kind of, you know, practice unbrokenly, you know, there, then we can, it is the definition that there is Buddha Dharma exists, you know, even though, you know, sometimes, you know, there are bodhisattvas and there are, you know, the Vajrayana vows and all those practitioners exist, but there are no monks and nuns who can practice the Vinaya Sutra and give the, you know, monks and nuns vows. Then, you know, even though in the individual side, you know, there is Buddha Dharma, but, you know, in the whole, you can say now Buddha Dharma doesn't exist there.
tindriki tuse jila long tambe tenpa ganga manu ta rajungi tenra wa rajungi ya thongi mengi tindriki tuse jila jita nga su yanju tenpa nga shida singe de ene tuyo na taki mena sa nye shiye gare ale tindriki ma shi na rikidu ta tindriki neko jila ene tuyo shu taba la ene pena cang chung chung denu ki ne inba tundra la denu ki ene ta genu ka se ene chi yasa tindriki yubi neko sa la kutu shulu la cang chung yun di ene rajungi tulu dara kundu ki ene rida ngamba jasa tundra menda kato yun denge tundra thongdu usa la da.
So then the Lang Dharma, that king, you know, Lang Dharma, you know, destroy all the, you know, scriptures, and also, you know, he destroy all the monasteries, monks and nuns, you know, they can't practice if they don't you know, marry, then he will kill them, and like that, then, you know, at that time, you know, all in Tibet, there is, you can't see any monks and nuns, you know, there. So then, you know, later, you know, how Buddha Dharma reintroduced in Tibet is sometimes they say it come from the, you know, Western Tibet, and some say that, you know, introduced from the, you know, the Upper Tibet. Or either way, you know, then at that time there's no more, you cannot see any monks or nuns. Then, you know, there was a time that somebody saw, you know, people wearing robes, and they got, you know, they are going hunting.
Tenujila ini sampai tu segi ke ngembang ni dia kita kari cecah sini ini langsung dengan segi tempat cangsam mana usah sung tempat jenis mengi tasan dasa mengi zat sah sung sana lah. Tiada balai dia ini kini lah siapa jenis ini doa ini benang segi cukup atau tidak mampusi cuci na cuci jauh kaki cuci na ini doa ini anda sudah mampu siapa doa macam tu jenis.
So Dingyang ge de taje kone ngoba ja
ge ngoba yuma te tsampa tsong ge zyo re ta tsam de ning ge yima de re yimba la hima ne na ta mi ne ge sala yang re yimba la de ning ge tsampa de ne do
diso ge
de se ge taje ge ne ngoba yung ge ta tsong ne ya ki eto ne ka re sia so se de ne la ta mi te ma no de lo ji de shi de lo ji she ba le de ne ni ko so ne do me sho no ma ne pe sha mo bu shi ji ju li jo ge ne ma chu to do shan do
콘조 타제 그런 거 이러고
자제 그런 거 봐 용해서 양생수 통으로 이제 약해 또 이제 가르에서 나와
so then you know at the Lang Dharma's time you know there are solitary hermits you know they are on the hills. So, you know, when they saw like that, you know, there are, you know, dressed like a monk and they are going for hunting. So they feel kind of amazed, and they call those hunters, and what's going on, they ask, and they say, you know, the King Lang Dharma, you know, destroy all the Dharma there. And now, you know, there is no any you know, Vinaya practice they can do in Tibet. If they do, he kills all. So they explained to the hermits, you know, like that, and they saw many monks, you know, that they got loads and loads of, you know, books that they are transporting those to the, you know, the corner of Tibet, like that happened.
ini tenun yang domain sholat pun domain sholat yang rumah dengan ini lumit cuti sholat sehingga dia syarikat sempit tiba jangan sarawat kosu ini rajin untuk getsilung kita dambasnya ini domain sholat rajin untuk getsilung kita dambit dia tiada cahaya.
So then
Sri
Krishna
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu was talking about
the Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. So then they stay in the you know the very border of Tibet in the region of the domain. So you know over there there is a Lumi Tsutim called a kind of you know a practitioner and is a monk, and then you know he gradually introduced the monk's vow and Vinaya Sutras to those people, and gradually it flourished.
Pembo tenri ini domain sholat ini karsa rajung ini dia dah tenri ini cembur susah sih anda sen dia sen balai dan iu ni mayang muka sen nama cuci ini cie ini get senungi tambah sih sen domain mata ini dia iu ni yang ini ini rajung ini dia ini iu ni suruh dia lah ini tambah sih dah sen lagu doa.
So then you know they heard in the central Tibet they heard that there is a you know in Dome there are you know the monastic vows still you know exist, there are practitioners there. So the 11 people went to ordain there and you know become a monk and then come back and then gradually you know the monastic practice reintroduced and flourished in Tibet. So this is called the ladder, you know, flourished the Dharma in Tibet.
Ani tenuji ye, mana sanji ye tempat ye, yah tesis nyawso dapat cicit. Tenuji ye negara la ini, tenuji jung la yang tuasan ye cetung ye, tenuji kepa cembo kembo cicit. Ani ngah langta me tempat nu yiru macan ini, biar dala ini tempat sedaji negara sula tempi kajen tuhan ni boleh menerima cara nang ye charisan. Ani joji tenuji gue jenis ni jenis lewu doa sana.
So then you know gradually you know people can get the vows. And you know it has been a long, long time. You know, so there are not many scholars, and you know there are not very, you know, unmistaken authentic teaching exist that you know people can explain and listen. So you know at that time you know. The Vajrayana practice and the Sutra practice they are all both contradict each other, so they doesn't complement each other. So that kind of you know things happen, and then you know because of that you know they need a great master, you know, who can clarify all those things. So that is how, you know, they request Atisha to come to Tibet.
Do you know that Jagan is a painter tying saying it can just see it? Do you get under like Chulu Dama to paying it? Should you mobile tying Sarsalada?
And also, you know, in between that, you know, before Atisha came, there are lot of different seemingly Dharma practice, you know, the practitioners from India, you know, want to introduce some kind of seemingly Dharmas, you know, or different, you know, practice people come to Tibet and try to introduce those kind of you know dharmas that, but their main goal is you know to collect the gold, but at the same time they came to collect the gold from Tibet at the same time they kind of, you know, introduce that kind of seemingly dharmas for the Tibetan people.
Tendu ki peo koron son chule depa yone ne chuk kanju mo ju ya to matan ne joban ju shede ne kari chen re sa sona ne chule depa ya ba kanse la chue yiro mo ji ma che bi kangye je ho de ge chue ji thewe de ge sa ni kari lo lo ro ji cha sa na ngo khala le pe de jang no ni nyuma mumbo ji khala ma rang yi kansa te se ye ni juma khala ji te khala zang ye ma da ji khamin de mi sa ni na sa pho ne ni tendu ki so le ne kha ye ge se de na gi chulo the bi pe de ne jang ne xie do.
So at that time, you know, Tibetan people have no any practice for a long, long time after that, you know, Lang Dharma destroyed the Buddha Dharma. So then, you know, all of a sudden there are many, you know, different Dharma come to Tibet, then Tibetan people longing for some kind of spiritual practice because they don't have none for a long, long time. So, you know, whoever claim, you know, to be a teacher and whoever introduce some kind of spiritual practice, they kind of with haste, you know, they kind of accept all those different practice, and that is how, you know, the Dharma become polluted. It's said that, you know, when a very hungry person, you know, gets some food, then he don't look whether it is delicious, it is good for you, and it is fresh, or like that, he don't look for that. He is so hungry, and so he will eat, you know, without checking, and eat as much as he can. And by doing that, you know, sometimes he got bad food and he got sick, and so like that, this kind of things happen at that time.
Tā kōnda lā tā chīsī chīdī ngā pēki lōjī nō bachā sōngi sāna jī tōna ngā tō chū kōng tāpō yīmbī lōjī yō yīn sā lā tā.
So sorry to, you know, bore you 1 hour talking about those, you know, things about in Tibet. But, you know, in one thing, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's not much meaning in there, but in the other things, you know, it is a part of the teaching, and you know, it really, you know, talk about the greatness of the author and as well as greatness of the teachings. So we break here.
Tā ālē tēn chāvā tō, kāsā sōni ngō sō tīchēn dē yāng kō tīlā gu rō. Chūn kō tīchēn dē kārē tārī ngā kīyū dē sōnsu dā. Nā rē bē, zā mīmā, chūsū chūpa nē jēpa pāt. Mā sō ngē ālē chāpū sōn rī kī jēnā chē, nē tī jēlā tsō tī pī. Mā sō tēn bī chūkū kō yī tīchēn dē yāng jēnā jēpa nō nē lē sā shā lā dā.
So August 5th, maybe you guys know, August 5th is the festival of Buddha turning the wheel of Dharma in Varanasi. So we will gather in the Tibetan community house at evening 6 to 8 o'clock. First, we will do the Thakur Sumdel, Three Wrathful, Vajrapani, Hayagiva Garuda's empowerments, and then we will do the Chok offerings. So it will conclude at in the evening.
Yīnā ngā tsū chūsū, pēpā tsū chūsū jēpān tsū gula dā, yāng tī pārū lā ngā tsū nāng chū yīn rōng lī yā rē, chūsū yōng mūyōng chū rā tsū tā.
So, and also for the, you know, dialogue on Buddhism, for the Tibetan peoples. It starts at 4 o'clock. So if people want to come or not, it's up to you guys. So there is no any translators.
Tati ni gaso maarman rohi da ni ale maarman ro ani chotu toa ni kala kala cher ho.
So you will you guys think about any you know questions or doubts or comments and we will go a little bit through and then we will you know deal with the questions a little bit.
Ani tindi tisu tin le pena choji dine ma sing tisu tin ne ko da la tere la na o pena pegi jibo no bete la la ma yishi yo sing de pegi jibo.
So at that time you know before Akisha came to Tibet you know that time's king is his name is Lama Yishevu.
And then Lama Yishevu ye ni ni sanje ki tempa te tenri ki nyang thapo ji de tenri cha ge ni lo ge ma zhe ne ni pe ge ri pa no ji ye ni ni xi sa ji ji ni dang zhu che jian de ja ga la tang ni kuno zu yi lo zhe jia ba de qiu ji le ni ja ga ne ci bian zhe ta kang ye ji de de xi tu tu ge che de ni bu ge ni xi sa ji ja ga la tang ne ni men yi ma to kang ga sa wa ye ma tu ne zhong su le sa la.
So then the Lama Yishevu felt very sad that, you know, the Lang Dharma destroyed the Buddha Dharma and there are no any, you know, reliable scholars that can reintroduce Buddha Dharma in Tibet. So then he took the responsibility to reintroduce the Buddha Dharma to Tibet, and you know, he gathered 21 brilliant young Tibetans, and then he sent them all to India to learn the you know language, and as well as to investigate you know who would be the best candidate to invite to Tibet to introduce the Dharma.
Ani tendu ge lo sa wa ni bo de chile yo de go sa ni ja ga pen chu dan no lo la mo bo ye bi no ni pe lo pen do cheng de ni ja ga pen de ta kang ga ye ni jo je pa de a de sha de ni pe na pe na pen do che hyu re de ma do jin pe ge ma de sa na kang ga ye la gu du da ga su ge den de sha na jo je pa de a de sha ma do yo me du sa ni la la ma ye shi yo la shi de ni la la ma ye shi yo de ba ra me ba to ne ta de ma do yo me sa na pa sa da sa je je ni ni chi den de shi tu ye ni cha ji ja na ni le ge pen do sa.
So among them, there are the great two translators, you know, Jatsundu Singhi and, you know, and the Naksong.
Jatsundu Singhi tanda yungji inda.
Right.
Tanda yungmari. Tanda ali me lochen rinche zombo yi tombo ya shiwa. Lochen rinche zombo re dhan shunye. Lochen rinche zombo da lochun lebi shira ni yin niro.
So the translator Rinchen Sangpo and the
Lepi Shirap Lochung.
Lepi Shirap Lochung.
Tanda nyakita ji no gini yung Kenya reta.
So this among these 21 youngsters, these two translators, you know, became the best among these two 21 youngsters, and you know, Lekpe Sherab and Rinchen Sangpo, they became a you know perfected in the language, and they are the best among all, and they came back to Tibet and report the king that you know they learn the language and they are they have confidence on the translations, and as well as you know they mention the they check all corner of India and they found, you know, the best candidate is to invite to Tibet is the Atisha. And when the king heard the Atisha's name, immediately, you know, the king was so moved by hearing the name of the Atisha, and he immediately convinced that, you know, he will invite Atisha to Tibet.
Any choice ye just change single so be any choice same mumbuko ne any choice generation sa tando ay katu.
So then, you know, the Salama Yeshiva, the king, sent Jatsundu Singhi and so on with a lot of gold as a offering, and then, you know, as to come to Tibet.
Mm-hmm. And that then the singular soba yin choji jinishin dendeshima tu mundu salada.
So then Jatsundu Singhi and so on cannot able to you know invite Atisha to Tibet.
Tendujila any lalama yeni rani maza and rani yeni choji dendeshibi tandala kono any seedus a pesha salada.
And then, you know, again, he needs some offerings, you know, so that, you know, the king himself went around to gather gold again.
And you see, it was a few years ago, and I said,
so then he went to gather the gold, and at that time Tibet was not all united. You know, there are small kingdoms, many small kingdoms in Tibet. So, you know, he was one of the small kingdoms king. And then, you know, on the way, he was arrested by the, you know, it says Galo king, you know, I assume is a kind of, you know, Muslim king.
Mm-hmm.
Then he arrests, you know, the king, and he says, if you don't give up to reintroduce Dharma, then, you know, I won't let you leave. That means he will kill him. So that kind of king, I am not sure is a Muslim king or not, but you know that Kalo king is, you know, really kind of hates the, you know, Dharma.
So then,
you know, he got a nephew that, you know, is called, you know, Changchugu. And then Changchugu heard that his uncle, who is the king, was imprisoned by this Kalo king. He heard that news and he came to look for him.
So
then the nephew Changchugu come to meet the Kalo king, and the Kalo king asked him, told him that, you know, that if you forget about inviting Atisha to Tibet and to reintroduce the Buddha Dharma to Tibet, then I will let your uncle go. That's one of your option. Another option is if you could bring, you know, as much gold as the weight of his uncle's entire body, then, you know, he can let the, his uncle go. So that is your two priorities, and you choose one of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Changchub choose to gather the gold as much weight as his uncle.
Ni shanchu yegi se du chene ini jebo ki kulu de nyamba chi se tera ne ini jebo tan lo ne ini ishi yedi ma la sa ile do as ne ishi en jo kalo jebo ki chero ye jebi ye kulu de nyamba se ra du da ini o de nyamba ji ra mu du tan da o se chi se ko sho sa ne ini ko tan da nyem mu du se la.
So then the kal that a changchu go round and able to gather, you know, the gold away his body, but you know, he couldn't find the, you know, entire way of the body, including the head. Then the king weighed the gold, and the king said that, you know, it's not enough, you know, his weight of the gold is not enough, that you need the gold as much as weigh his uncle's head. So then he won't let the uncle go.
Tendu chile de ni ko mewe tu ne tende ji kar sa ni aku ka ge se tsoy go ka ten ro ne ni aku yan be ne ka din chim se ne be ni ina ko ngo ji le to de bo ba re es ne nge ko lo ni ka lo ji bo lo ma ja na ne sin che mo bo ji se so sho gu du ni ra ji ka ga ne nge so ro ji ma do men du ni se che ro se ji ko yu yen de che ro yu go se ji da da ko se gu du ni ki wo de de ba le da ga so pe ni chu den ji shin de xie xia na xie na ga ge re sa na ni ko ya.
So then, you know, he couldn't gather the, you know, all those gold, but then he went to see the his uncle in the prison, and he cried, and he called the uncle that, you know, I have gathered the gold as much as your body, but, you know, there is you know, gold lacking the way of your head. Then, you know, the through a lot of hardship, I gather all those gold, but, you know, he won't let you go till, you know, I found the gold as much as your way of your head. You know, he won't let you go if I, you know, fight with this king, I can able to subdue and conquer him, but you know, it won't benefit to both, you know, it will be very you know, sinful to, you know, both, and it will accumulate negativities. So I think it is better to die in Tibet, where the Dharma flourish.
Tangye tanda se ngo tsu ji khu ge se du nga ngo tsu ji tse san ro gu ani de pa de ni che ro ngo ji ge le san san ba ta ani kun chu lo so ya be ta ni ni po ta wo de chu se do ta cha tem po che ne shu ni nga se du san ro gu se ne shu do.
So then he said, you know, I will do my best to gather the gold he wants, and meantime, you know, this is our karma ripen on us now, so, you know, so better reflect on the law of causality, and, you know, don't lose your, you know, don't lose your faith in Dharma, and I will do my best to find, you know, the rest of the gold. So then, you know, the uncle who is looking out from the prison bar, and, you know, he kind of, smile with delighted with his nephew's, you know, courage, and the uncle said that, you know, you are, so far you are so, you know, cherished and pampered by you know the you know by the parents, but you know he was so you know impressed by his courage and his determination to restore the Dharma in Tibet.
Nai pami jisu de chenong gi jong tu wan du s. Nai nai gi dang da san na ge che chu de ga re san na be chu de ji xin fa de le chu jue mi ji zu ma tu ba de nga xin nen ri ma song san na dang da ba lu u zu jie de ba yin song xia.
So, you know, he went, you went through this kind of hardship. It's very amazing. Even though you, so far you didn't go through this kind of hardship, everybody really kind of, you know, taking care of you, but, you know, he, you got the, you know, you got the enthusiasm for the Buddha Dharma, so, you know, he was so glad, but you know, until now, why I am survived is that he wanna see, you know, the restoration of the Buddha Dharma in Tibet. That is why, you know, he's still living.
Machinaya lochule debit se yo mares. In the lochugirin la any dindugisia mombo de pomba mebatona, conchua two tigres. Any ma toma meban and tanda but the chugit and the chia shimanu, tanda called lodesons, any charangi loba the lodeson, any tanda calogibola se yugat on the tremagos, and see a coin about the china in painted the dendesia toshitonsos and a shishijasa.
So then at last he said, you know, I have full confidence on you now. You can able to carry on my task to invite the Pandita Atisha from India. So, you know, now I am old, and even though if I live, I might have 10 more years to live, not more than that. So, you know, don't worry about my life, you know, don't give any gold to this, you know, king. You take all the golds and whatever you can find more, you know, take all those gold to India and try to invite, you know, Atisha to Tibet, you know. So far, I didn't get the chance to die for the sake of Dharma, so it looked like today is the I got the opportunity to die for the sake of Dharma, so I have no any regrets about these things, and you feel, you also feel the same thing. He, the uncle, told all this to his nephew Changchugyo.
Any cheaper than any land, any Georgia Fisher, which is land question.
And especially, you know, give my this message to Atisha. So he sent a message to his nephew.
nga chiron de sanje gi tembi de de ngei le so kang ga ni galo je bo le te sa yes ene nga chiro ta ji de chiron gi je san zero ji yes
so his special message is that you know tell the Atisha that I sacrifice my life, body, and everything to this king. So you know, please, you know, please, please, lead me to your, you know, path until I attain Buddhahood. That is his special message to give to Atisha.
Any, ngi yu sambi tsuwa de chuan pyo ne pyo ne ni sanje ji tenpa tatuye de ni ngi yu sambi tsuwa de de jian de zero ji is jiwan de yu de ni ngara nian jie ye ni xin le na ro ji is de lian gun duo.
And further, his message, he said that, you know, his main intention to bring you to Tibet is to restore the Buddha Dharma and, you know, unmistakably, authentically.
Mm-hmm.
And in this life, you know, we didn't have a karma to see each other, but, you know, please make a prayer to meet you in you know, in the future lives.
Ani halama shangchu ye bhale ne bena zupo ge tau sho ani song gen dang cha ani dindri ji la de dan dan da yang ani be be kan che da sanje ji tem ba ani jo ji la ma to dindri ji thu sen jin ne me ba de ba bhang de ri de wo ji che ne ba che me ba wo jing du a sa na da.
So at that time, you know, the uncle was so, his uncle was so weak in the, you know, mental, in the physically, he's very kind of, you know, weak. And his voice is also kind of very, very, you know, weak. And even though his spirit is mentally to invite Atisha and work for the Buddha Dharma is, you know, is very powerful. So, you know, their nephew really get a deep admiration and inspire that, you know, he don't want to separate from his uncle even for a moment. That kind of feeling happens to his nephew. So now we will do the question answers or the doubts or like that. So if anybody have some, you know.
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Atisha, he had commitments in India, yes? I mean, he had students probably and people who wanted to keep him there too. And I know that he sort of decided that it would be more beneficial to go to Tibet than to stay with the students, but where do you find the decision to do something like what he did? You know, I mean, to give up people who need him in one place when people need him in another place. I guess that's is the conviction of a greater benefit, but I can see that. I mean, I answered the question myself, but I'm just curious about what Rinpoche's perception is on it when there are so many people who need so many things, and you always are trying to make the right decision to do the best for the best, but in the end, you know, other people are unfortunate because they don't get the teachings from the ones he left behind.
Tā kōki lādhī tāmbā chīk chīdhī kōrē, trīvādhī kōrē kī lēngi dāngi rāhu chīk chīk dōs. Nī chīdhī tāmbā kōdhī chīk hā gōtsu kōgī dōs. Tā pēnā ādhīshā rāhu chī pöla pebni entembe chawa zeni pöla eni sanje tembala shivu pendo chungyores yinaya ane adisha tibizama gyagala ya la shivu chitode yores la shivu chitode yore di indizama gyagale pöla nenga chewa zini pöla yongo yegi gyunzenda nenga karela tuba yinas ane diso changma logi So to answer your question, you know, Rinpoche need to talk about all the detailed biographic of Atisha. Then, you know, it will answer your question itself, but you know, in detail, it will come later on. So, any other questions?
Why was it? Do we know why the thing that was before Atisha's time, why wanted to drive the Dharma
from Tibet? What did you say? I didn't hear you.
The Tibetan king who was before Atisha's time, why did he want to drive the Dharma from Tibet?
Okay. But Yebolang Dharma ge tembad nubar asa. Yebolang Dharma ge tembad nub goya ge junsan so de kharichin nubar asa.
Long Tamit Timbanugas, Long Tambacono, and it's been a true Long Tamasi, the true Kimaling iteration. And could logic the second as you do. Now couldn't true Kimaling iteration, Shumadilla, any carre Jibote, you don't reconj Jibucasa. Alicono, Jibucono, true Kimaling iteration, Mother Jenjas, so she gave you a lot.
So there is not much, you know, reason behind that, you know, why he did all these things is.
Because
he don't you know believe in Dharma. And you know if we talk about all these stories, then there are a lot of stories, you know, behind it, you know, like how the big stupa in Nepal was built, you know, and there is a long story that, you know, there is a mother and a son and a donkey and so on and so forth. So, you know, he won't go through that. It's not very important.
I'd like to understand a little bit more about why it said that there is no Dharma if there are not monks who are following the Ramaya. I certainly understand and respect the vows of monks, and I think it's wonderful that they do. And obviously, it's very important to the flourishing of Dharma, but I would have thought that as long as there were any authentic teachers or authentic practitioners, that you could say that there was Dharma, even if there weren't monks following the vows. So why is it said that way?
What did you say?
Sorry.
Even though there's no monks or nuns, there's Dharma.
If there are authentic practitioners and teachers who can teach the Dharma unmistakably. Why is it said that there is no Dharma?
This, I think that's in Dharma in general and in particular, I guess. Koge laya de ta lan Dharma ki tenpa nud ni eni Rabjung ki mumi ki de da uji jie me ba cha ne de sanje Rabjung mumi ki de ki en duwa ki cha she de bojo chinge de me ba yi na eni sanje ki tenpa negi yo ma res sanje tenpa yo ma res ta ne nub sa res ne yo ma res eni son son as ane koge koye la kesi ki Rabjung mumi ki de meba yinaya duwagi chalen dusu di duma bojo dusu meba yinaya ta kesi ki kenwa ane dindaya kharso ure chi nyamlen che denge duba nyamlen che denge dindaya yoba yina ane gashi ki laya la temba ne diyos edes lagi dusre
Pendu segma rila, temba nyada mene singe, chida ina degore. Damba bocho jene, damba sati jile che, sona sanje ki temba tele, lomba ina, kaya ina tele, nyasa lagre. Ene sanje ki temba te yoyodu mesene, yoyodu sanje ki temba nyaga mare, pena. Pena nga suki lomba, peja na, lomba dela sanje ki temba yoyona, sanje ki temba nebi chepa mesa lagre. Sanje ki temba neyona, ene doyu bocho ke shangne te taki tawa jenge, patu gogore, yes. Do you temper your say that Kujil Damba Yobas and do you temper your ball cogres? Yoban and Nebani Kojikarla, Chena.
The Junsakarinas.
Ah,
Junsakarinas.
Only just in do you temper name and a city chocolate and name and a cashier goris. Legacy and a satit jet to him too. Then in your good gen, you go to the Nugur, he had in a satit chess on the Nugur Chagris Logro.
So it is like. It is like. Is the Buddha Dharma. Still exists or not, it solely depends on the, you know, Vinaya Sutra, that, you know, somebody can through the ceremony or the rites, you know, can ordain you know, monks and nuns or not, it solely depends on that. But you know, in individually in this place, if there is you know, if there is Buddha Dharma, but you know, there is a practitioner, but that practitioner cannot ordain new monks and nuns, then you know, Buddha Dharma is not flourish, even though Buddha Dharma is there, but he can't do the, you know, the ceremonies and the rites of the Vinaya Sutra.
So it says
the root of the Buddha Dharma is the, you know, is the Odin communities.
Then do you temper as an abena quite no use on the you must get you chutig you taco the you see the two in the gossala and you may contact and a penna gallon pomani get to pomani jibot in the sona and you cigarettes and the teji the man and by his honor and the you taco cigarette chew you on the ship you eat the you taco cigarette.
So in the Dharma language, you know, we say, you know, center of the center of the place, or you know, in the remote place, what do we say in the eight leisures and six endowments. So what does that mean? It mean is that, you know, if that place has a, you know, four retinues or four practitioners, like, you know, full ordained monk and full ordained nuns and novice monks and novice nuns. If these three exist, and then these four exist, then that place is can call it in Dharma language, it can call it the center of the place. If it doesn't there, then it is kind of removed or the corner of the place.
Ne tanda teri soni chisu mo de yu yu ma re genu ma yu ma re sa sona chen yu ma re s genu ma gi choka gi ro don de chang su xian ye de ma song ni ro jong de ge chen mo yu re s den de gi chan ne che ba le jo go s la jue me xin.
So and for that, if some people might argue that, you know, in Tibetan lineage there is no lineage of you know, full ordained nuns anymore. It is already extinct. So if somebody might argue, then there is no all these four practitioner or four retinues doesn't exist there, so then there is no any center of the place we can call. Then, you know, the answer would be, even though there is no practitioner of the full ordained nun in our Tibetan lineage, but you know there are people who can interpret it, and who can explain unmistakably how to receive the vows, how to give the vows, and explain all the details of how to guard the vows, and how, when there are any transgressions, how to restore and purify, and all these things can explain their exist. So, you know, that is enough. Even though if there is no any real practitioners there.
Jisai tu sala sana dana nga zongi bina diso bina shiji yiru kata sa chuzi yungi yi yi secho wu yajir sana chengi dula dange.
So because of all these reasons, you know, in many places other than you know, Tibet and India and all those places, you know, even in the West, also, you know, can consider as the center of the place.
Anybody
has more questions?
Rinpoche, you said that originally two texts from Sanskrit and a glass sutra were placed into Tibet. Obviously these items were very powerful. Do we know if this stupa contained Buddha's cremation remains, and what the texts were?
Pardon me?
Do we know what the texts were that were first taken to Tibet, and if the glass stupa contained the Buddha's cremation remains?
What mentioned in here, two texts, and that got by the king?
Yes.
Oh, your question, what is inside in that stupa, what contained...
What were the texts?
What contained...
Translated, still.
Okay. Tadi, tadi... karre de gebul hat do ringen zer de khadula ta do de pagong ge chagya da peje ni che ani shil ki choden de so siglam la ani des nawa do de ani siglam la chung bar was and de peje ni de da peje ni de ani phogel su jul tu yor was ani peje ni de jeja khare teng yor was ani choden de chidan chudan ki nanglo la ta sanje ki rinse dami da dina mabu yor was ane tadi tikab tidu ki chudan di ki nanglo la ane rinse kebar dukha ba karida jiyo ba yina as
tero karso ale dode teni peki la si jingen de sanje gami kyo se jen tome samita ki si jiyo ba yinba joja si jiyo ba joja te penan ᱫᱚ ᱫᱟᱱᱡᱤᱠᱟᱱ ᱫᱚᱫᱮ ᱥᱟᱢᱟᱛᱚ ᱥᱮᱝᱜᱮ ᱫᱮᱥᱚ ᱱᱩᱵᱤ ᱫᱮᱱᱮ ᱨᱮ ᱪᱤᱢᱮᱱ ᱫᱚ ᱢᱟᱱᱮ ᱫᱚ ᱫᱚᱫᱮ ᱫᱮᱱᱮ takanji to shanchu isa da ta ti kui jeja da tenderwa ta nye khatula shana che kheni jeja da maani ma to jen jache bida samoni ki jeja ma to siya me teba chi mendo dere nye ka tombo ale tela haja da kheni ki jeja te teba chi mendo dere nye zane nye samo da jache yin jeja ma to misi nye kien jeja maani usa jibasa kia thong maani usa la
so that you know two texts letter you know the Songzhen Gambo's minister the translator great Thumi Sambodha translate the text into Tibetan later on after 500 years and the content of that two texts you know even though Rinpoche didn't saw it he is not sure but he assumed you know the content of the two texts would be you know the emptiness and the bodhicitta cause you know these two texts are the Mahayana sutras so you know in that you know that two texts would be contain the aspect of the method and aspect of the wisdom.
Chuten de danda de pesa de chi chi de danda de de sonye pe chi ye jiro sa ye chuten ka chi chi no no zo ju pi ye pi ye re sa na ne pe lo ji no no ye re sa la da pe chi danda pe chi de de jami to me me no
so that the original two texts and that stupa you know
So these three
thing was put inside a stupa white stupa in Samye you know Samye monastery so Rinpoche is not sure, you know, if it exists. He thinks it is still exists now inside that stupa. Even though, if you know, Chinese destroy at the invasion of Tibet, then he is not sure. But he assumes most likely it is still exists inside that stupa. So you know he is not sure what inside you know unless you broke it and look inside. shell rare do gyu
she in mero she you chuten chukang za lo do be
shen so it didn't say it is crystal it says glass stupa you know height like one
no so dollar he se europe ye ina de tanda ye de tanda loji de
people measure with the fingers and with this and with this and with this and like that so up to this height
half petra
tukon sutin yegi tukon ngaso chotso de sutin de yegi ne kitaji le tukon la gura la
so Tibetan people say one this is equal to 24
finger yegi sa chi
so
ngai na mi sita ni kitaji ni sang mo sutin tsuro ngon dangba de je dang jangda se de tsuye re pe chu no
There's in the Dharma language, there are the different measurements. So,
yeah, that's all.
So, any more questions?
So
we stop here.
Dāsō jīnī sābī gyāvā dī dīndāṁ dhūvā kīlā kāmpīn dāṁ Jebo jisun lu san chabu yi Dimbi nipo shin si ji shu o
Yujin
Sambo